Hundreds of thousands of faithful gathered in the Cathedral of Viseu, Portugal, for the Beatification Mass that raised up their very own Rita Lopez de Almeida, the foundress of the Institute of the Sisters of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The celebration was presided over by the prefect for the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, Cardinal José Cereva Martins. Before the event, the Cardinal told us how enthusiastic he was to be participating in the Mass that beatifies his countrywoman.
La Beata Madre Rita nasce, come abbiamo detto,
telling us a little bit about Blessed Rita, he mentioned that she was born in a time of religious oppression, with wounds inflicted by the civil authorities on the Church. Here he said the most characteristic element of the new Blessed was her disregard of status and focus on the maternal attention she gave in her profound care for the poor and abandoned children. In the midst of all of this, she literally dedicated her life to them, regardless of the consequences. When she was 32 years old, having conquered many of the obstacles posed by the political system of the time, Blessed Rita succeeded in founding a new religious institute. The year was 1880. When we asked Cardinal Martins what Blessed Rita's message is for us today, this is what he said.
Il secondo messaggio di Madre Rita.
He told us that the message of Mother Rita is to take care of all children, to protect life at all costs, especially those who are filled with misery and have abandoned every morality. And when we consider all those who are bought and sold and trafficked and sent to war in our contemporary world, this message of Mother Rita has never been more appropriate. I'm Charles Collins.